Hello and welcome to show 82 of Radio Clash. This is part 2 of Boot to the Old School. Boots from 2001 to 2003 and a few earlier as well.
It's Radio Free.
This is the CBS Evening News, with Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation.
Military threat.
The flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation. A tide of violence and human misery. A liar. And an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline. Starving victims and how they die. Chemical weapons, carpet bomb deaths. Tough FBI, kill and injure children. Police conspiracy, negative attacks. Discipline, sex and drinking binges. Dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer. Dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb. Mountains of credit card debt. The mountain of cocaine. Tons of cocaine, atomic bomb radiation experiments, unwitting test subjects, dangerous radiation, marijuana abuse, hooked on drugs. Time for us to bug out. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rocked. By rape, Nazi war criminals, cancer, garbage, murder, caution, terrorist, castigation, police conspiracy, dramatic urban torture, drunk driving, hostage siege, government shutdown, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, criminal, persecuted, semi-automatic handgun, explosive gunman killed a tourist, funeral victims, racist, massive lawsuit, hostage, ethnic war. Cancer death rate fleeing for their lives. CIA narcotics operations. Hungry, homeless, frustrated terrorists. Spoiled, unsanitary, hard-hitting losers. Brutal, bizarre, critical bombing. The gangs rule. Criminal anti-government love triangle. Deeper and deeper into damage, even death. Anti-drug DEA. Worldwide ban. Time for us to bug out.
Rock.
Rock. Rocked by rape.
Loving you can make me warm.
Rocked. Rocked by rape.
Ever since the day I left you.
Rocked. Rocked.
But I just can't get
rocked
you
by rape.
Out of my mind.
Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape.
Not number.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is show 82 and it's the second part of the Boot to the Old School, which was show 79, and this is the lovely second part. That you just heard was Go Home Productions with Baby Got a Crazy Crazy Horse, Bastard Remix. That's from 2003. Of course, it mixes the Osmonds' Crazy Horse, another Osmonds song, was it Let Me In or something like that, and of course Prodigy's Baby's Got a Temper amongst the cast of thousands. And then before that, a classic to the mashup scene. In fact, one of the people who, or one of the groups that restarted it all, really. It's Evolution Control Committee with their Rocked by Rape AC/DC versus Dan Rather mashup. And we'll hear some more from them later in the show. And I say this is Boots from 2001 to 2003, just to recap. Boots that I was into at the time and have on my old MP3 CDs. So I've been rooting through the back catalogue for these shows. This show is going to be more sort of dubby, ambient, rocky, sort of dancey to begin with, sort of similar to the last show, except it probably should flow a little bit better because I'm not cutting it half. You're going to hear some tracks from Braces Tower, some more Ozzy Musso, Lance Lockarm, some more Freelance Hairdresser, Reverend Dan, and Fondue Meltdown, and various other people, SCO Network. So there's going to be quite a few, sort of a mixture of dubby, electronic and rock. I'm going to start with a track which is, I actually don't know who this is by. I've heard it DJ'd at Bastard by, I think it was Podger who was playing it, I'm sure. So I don't know if it's one of his, but certainly no ID3 tags, no credit. This is called H to the Izzo, and it's Elvis Costello versus Jay-Z.
Thanks for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. H to the Izzo, B to the Izzay. With chisel, my nizzle used to dribble down in VA. Was hurting them in a home in the turbans. Got it dirt cheap for them. Plus if they were short with cheese, I would work with them. Bored in weed, got rid of that dirt for them. Wasn't born hustlers, I was birthing them. H to the Izzo, B to the Izzay. With cheesy, my knees to keep my arms so breezy. Can't leave rap alone, the game needs me. Haters want me clapping chrome, it ain't easy. Cops wanna knock me, DA wanna box me in. But somehow, I beat them charges like Rocky. H to the Izzo, B to the Izzay. Not guilty, he who does not feel me is not real to me. Therefore, he doesn't exist. So poof, that move, son of a bitch. H to the Izzo, B to the Izzay. Which is who my nizzle used to dribble down in VA. H to the Izzo, B to the Izzay. That's the anthem, get your damn hands up. H to the Izzo, B to the Izzay. Not guilty, y'all got to feel me. H to the Izzo, B to the Izzay. That's the end, I let your damn hands up. I do this for my culture, to let them know what a nigga look like when a nigga in a roaster.
show them how to move in a room full of vultures. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Label owner, take me, I'm raising the status quo. I'm overcharging niggas for what they did to the co-crush. Pay us like you owe us for all the years that you hold us. We can talk, but money talk, so talk more bucks.
It's to the insult, me to the insane. Push your zoom, my nizzle used to dribble down in VA. It's to the insult, me to the insane. That's the end of get your damn hands up. H to the ISO, B to the insane. Not guilty, y'all got to feel me. H to the ISO, B to the insane. That's the end of get your damn hands up.
Beyond other music recordings.
If you like the music, we're using on this record.
Well, that's a good place to begin.
Now, just listen.
We have been waiting patiently for centuries.
Well, well done. Thanks. So good. Good start for you.
Start with a vowel, please.
Thank you, Robert. We start then with O.
Consonants.
S.
Consonants, please.
Y.
The consonant is better.
N.
Why?
Consonant.
S.
And a final vowel.
O. O.
on the way. I ain't nothing like you tell anyway. Must've got something to say. I ride down the block in an Escalade. Bling, bling all in your face. I think you might need to put on your shades. I know you feel me though. You're hating on me, but you hear me though. 20 inch rims sitting crazy low. I'ma keep the party live. Me and Timberland gon' flip it tonight. Keep your hands in the sky. Waving around like you crazy high.
Time to make shots. Time to see you dance. Hey, you might be frontin'. Time to make shots. Time to see you dance. Hey, you might be frontin'. Time to make shots. Time to see you dance. Hey, you might be frontin'.
Never tell you not to f*** with me. If I get your head, you'll never leave. Stop sweating me. Flip it on the black hand side. Look at here, boy, don't you even try. Make me dislocate your spine. My rings pick shine like turpentine. What you come around here now for? Baby, hell no, you just won't be done. I'm just black ass on the floor. Don't touch me, that's a no-no. Mr. DJ, won't you play that song? Tell the freaks shake they nasty thongs. Hey, boys, won't you sing along? Cause we gon' rock the party till the early morn.
Time to lick shots. Time to see you dance. Hey, you, why you frontin'? Time to lick shots. Time to see you dance. Hey, you, why you frontin'?
Y'all don't hear me. You got your guns, but you don't scare me. Originality is leery. My own style and I ain't sharing. Back up, back up. Hey y'all, let's turn it up and turn the club down. Grab your drinks and give me 2 rounds. I break y'all off, I'm going down, down. Watch yourself, I'm about to turn it up.
The classic freelance hairdresser, him again. Or should I say, more accurately, them again, with 1 Minute Maryland. That's the Super Mario Music versus 1 Minute Man by Missy. And I think in that case, because freelance hairdresser was kind of like, I think several people, but mostly Soundhog. I think in that case, it's French bloke. It appeared on a discography on his website. The mystery continues. And then before that, that's from 2002. And then before that, from 2003, was Shot Liquor by DJ Lance Lockarm. I could have played his equally good Closet Sitter, but you might hear that in another show. Cue spooky music. Very, very good. That's Eminem versus Missy versus Aphex Twin, which is I love the way sort of edit all of the voices to sort of sound very much like the sort of Richard G. James vocals of the original, and all the sort of it must have been ages of sort of glitching all of that. That's really nice. And then before that is way back in 1999 from the Welcome to the Palindrome CD. That's Ozzy Miso with On, Ozzy Miso No. Ozzy Miso, otherwise known as Mark Nicholson, as it tells you in that track, has been doing sort of cut-ups for many years. I mean, since way before, I think before 1999, but that's when that sort of CD came out. He had the first sort of rash of sort of the cut-up CDs, which sort of bled into the sort of the bastard pop scene. And very talented bloke. I played his John's Not Mad in the previous show, which is slightly later, but that's old school. Then before that's another sort of cut-up experimental stalwart, Brightest Tower. Yeah, him again. With 11-12, or them again, or her again. I don't really know much about Brightest Tower. Still kind of hanging around. And then before that, of course, the mashup bootlegger that has lots and lots of tracks, otherwise known as blank or unknown, because they don't fill in the ID3 tags. That's H to the Zo from 2002, and of course that's Jay-Z versus Elvis Costello. Well, so what's been happening with me? Well, I've just been down to Plymouth with John. That was quite a nice trip. It was very hot down in Plymouth, though. It was, I must agree, I love the sea. I really miss going down to the sea. I'm just going to the sea more often. I did some coastal walking. John can't do it at the moment because of his knee, because of the damage onto his knee. So, unfortunately, it's sort of on my own. But the bit I did around Loo was great. And we travelled out to Loo, and we also did the Mount Edgecumbe Park, a bit of the coast along there. It wasn't too uppy downy, so John could do that. The thing that amazed me about Plymouth, I don't know how many British podcasts have probably been wanking on about the heat. The heat here has been incredible. It's probably the hottest July on record, it looks like. 36.5 degrees in Wisley. I'm not too far from Wisley, actually. It's sort of maybe about sort of 30, 40 miles away, maybe a bit further. That's near where I grew up, actually. And it's just been horrendously hot. I'm sure those of you in the rest of the world that usually get sort of temperatures over 100 degrees going whatever. But for the UK to reach sort of mid-30s or higher is just unheard of. And you probably might hear in the background it's currently raining, because suddenly that's weather today broke. And it's now, last couple of days, it's been sort of raining on and off. And today it was thunderstorm and it's raining. So that might interrupt me at some point. But down in Plymouth, it was sort of very sunny, very nice, but quite cool compared to London, which doesn't get a sea breeze. But the thing that amazed me about Plymouth is that there were goths, and there were goths in the full black coat, in the full black leather coat, Matrix style, you know, sort of one looking, very white, wandering around in sort of late 20s, 30 degree heat, bright sunshine, middle of the day. And it's like, oh my god, you think they'd come up with something like a goth light, or come out with some kind of goth beachwear, wouldn't you? It's just, you know, even the punks were sort of being punk. I saw one of the punks, but he had like sort of ripped shirt with the arms missing, and so even that was kind of like a dress down punk. They need a dress down goth, don't they? John was down there for the Port Elliot sort of lit fest, which, as I suspected, even though I had a chance to go to it at some point, was full of upper middle class twats, so I didn't go. And so, as I say, the weather's broke. I travelled back on the train today, on the ugly train number 2, because I'm working up in Harrow. Those of you who know London and know the Silverlink services, the ugly train is the one going from, it's not the Bargall line, because that's Gospel Oak, but it's Gospel Oak up to sort of through Kentish Town and Frunchley Road and Frognor, and that's in sort of north from there. But I'm on ugly train number 2. It's not as bad. It's not like every 2 days the thing doesn't turn up, which is the Ugly Train number one. But Ugly Train number two from Euston to Harrow is just horrendous. It's more the clientele. I got on today and someone was either smelling of fish or had fish with them, and it was packed, and it's just full of the kind of people we just really don't want to talk to. And that may sound snobbish, but it's like the train journey back from Plymouth, where had the Chav family Robinson up here stealing my seats when I was at the buffet car. So, and they came back, and suddenly was like, "Oh, I've stolen my camera." So I had a bit of a face off, but had a very interesting thing of them saying, "But you were young once. Surely you were young once." As she was trying to explain why she got beaten up in Reading, but I commiserated because Reading is pretty horrible, and people are known of people stabbed there and stuff like that, so that's fair enough. So I think we bonded over sort of casual violence, so it's fine from then on.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite Podcast.
Podcast.
I didn't get an iPod. No one I know got an iPod.
No. So anyway, on with the show. We're now going to play some tracks that are a little bit more loungy, more relaxed. Starting with a track by Reverend Dan, who's one of the bootleggers that disappeared. There was an interesting thread on Guybert. In fact, actually, I did a very good thread on a little post on Radio Clash about a sort of a software mashup thread on Get Your Bootleg on the Guybert board, where they actually mashed up names of bands with a sort of computer thing. It's very geeky, but it's because there was this website that was going on about being so web 2.0 and talking about software mashups. So I found it so funny, the response was to do stuff like say PowerPoint Sisters and Johnny Cash and Dolly Partition. It's all that sort of stuff. I'm sure you've heard it before, but it's very funny. Excel Rose, new Order, MySpace Bloody Valentine. It's very funny. I came up with a few of them. I think the ones I was proud of was Men at Quark, what was that? A Crowded Mouse. And for those of you who know very obscure bands, Zip Zip, Uncompress Me. But not too bad. I think the other ones are probably better. So I've actually got a post on my website to sort of preserve the best ones, because it's classic humour. It's a comedy genius. Very good. But also another Guybert thread was about the it comes around every couple of years, sort of one-hit wonders. People who did a mashup and disappeared. And I mentioned the last show about Conway. But another one that seemed to have done a couple of mashups then just gone piff-paff-poof and disappeared is Reverend Dan. This is a very good mashup called It's Bit Getting Wrong, Bongo Rock in Hurt. Yes, we're in the classic age of tacky titles. And it's a mix of Tiger's version of Hot in Here with, I think, Incredible Bongo Band.
Good gracious, ass bodacious, flirtatious, trying to show faces. Looking for the right time to shoot my steam, looking for the right time to flash them G's. I'm leaving, please believe in me and the rest of my heathens. Check a guy like to the top of the Four Seasons. Penthouse, rooftop, birds are feeding. No deceiving, nothing I'm misleaving. No teasing, I need you to get up on the dance floor. Give that man what he asking for. Cause I feel like busting loose and I'm feeling like clutching you. And can nobody stop the juice? So baby, tell me what's the use? I say it's getting hot in here, so hot, so take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot, I wanna take my clothes off. It's getting hot in here, so hot, so take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot, take my clothes off. Why you at the bar if you ain't popping the bottles? What good is all the fame if you ain't fucking the models? I see you drive a sports car, ain't hitting the throttle, and I'd be down to do 100 top down and goggles. Get off the freeway, exit 106 and parked it. Ashtray, flip gate, time to spark it. Got your cough, dog, got out and walked it. I speak game cause baby can't talk it. Warm, sweating, it's hot up in this joint. Vocal, tank top on at this point. You were the winner so baby can't lose. I got secrets, can't leave Cancun. So take it off like you're home alone. You know, dance in front of me or while you're on the phone. Checking your reflection, telling your best friend like, girl, I think my butt's getting big. It's getting hot in here, so I'll so take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot, I wanna take my clothes off. It's getting hot in here, so I'll so take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot, I wanna take my clothes off. Stop pacing,
chasing, time wasting. I got a friend with a pole in the basement.
What?
I'm just kidding like Jason.
Oh.
Unless you gon' do it. Extra, extra, spread the news. Nelly took a trip to the lunar Neptunes. Came back with something thicker than fitting Sassoons. Say she liked to think about cutting restrooms. Mix a little bit of with a little bit of Give a little bit of with a little bit of Mix a little bit of with a little bit of Sprinkle a little bit of with a little bit of
The rhythm, the ripple, without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard drama, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling? You know it's time to get D. The enemy telling you to hear it. They praise the music, this time they play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show, but much the sound I made a year ago. I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Not on sabbatical, yes, to make it critical. The only part of your body should be partying too. Pair the power on the hour from the rebel to you. Radio, suckers never play me on the mix. They just okay me now, knowing and growing. When the clock in my zone is no sticking and taking everything now the brother owns. My calling card, recording and audit. Supporter of Chesimard, loud and proud. Kicking live, next poet supreme. Looper, truth, bazooka, the scheme.
Flavor,
a rebel in his own mind. Supporter of my rhyme, designed to scatter a line of suckers who claim I do crime. They are my time, dig it.
Yo, Chuck, these honey dribbles are still front on us. Show them that we can do this, cause we always do this. Yeah, boy.
Bass, how low can you go? Death row, what a brother. No, once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the incredible beast. Public enemy number one, 5, 4, 6, 3. And I got numb. Can I tell them never really never
It's I Owe You Nothing by Pop Bass, which I'm playing purely to embarrass Rob. Hello, Rob. Ha ha ha. You thought everyone had forgotten about this. Yes, him of the S Club to Death boot. And this is obviously one of his other releases. I won't, because he's rather touchy about his aliases, and I don't know if he's dissociated himself from his previous work or not, but I won't say who he came to be, but his friend name is Rob, with two B's. If you search around, you should know who that is. And then before that was Stark Effect. How could I have something from this time without having Stark Effect in it? That's the classic Bunny Rabbit, Satan, Cheese and Milk, which is created from Napster Nuggets, which are audio tracks that people used to record, mic in or audio in, and leave the default names, and then go onto Napster and then not bother to check to see what they were sharing with the world. So not only were all of their financial details and all the tax records, but also embarrassing audio recordings were going out. So Stark Effect did a whole load of those. I forgot to say, the A E I O U Nothing is from 2003. The Bunny Rabbits, Cheese and Milk is from... let's have a look. It is from 2002. I thought it was. Though I have a suspicion that, like Braces Tower and the Ozzy Miso stuff, that it might be earlier. Maybe from 99 or 2000, but I came across it then. Then before that was Singing the Gay Bar Blues by the greatest unknown bootlegger of them all. Yes, the bootlegger who sang for 4 minutes 33 seconds on John Cage's 4 minutes 33 seconds, funny enough. Yes, it's the great unknown, great washed white whale of a bootlegger, the person who doesn't fill in their ID three tags. Then before that was Dexy the Enemy. Again, I think that's probably older, definitely from 2001, because I remember downloading from Audio Galaxy. Several versions. There's, I think that might be the fundamental version, but also I think Audio Shrapnel did it originally. A few people have done that. Then before that, back from 1996, one of the records that's rebooted. Sorry, it's a bad pun. So I restarted the whole bootleg thing. That's Rebel Without a Pause, the Whipped Cream mix by Evolution Control Committee again. And that's Herb Alpert, as you do with Public Enemy, Bring the Noise. And then before that is was Reverend Dan with It's Getting Bongo Rock in Her, one of those classic sort of dodgy titles from 2000, and I think it's 2003, I think that one. And of course Tiger Hot in Here versus I'm not sure, I think it's Incredible Bongo Band, but it's random 70s bongo funk type stuff. And I have to say, one of the podcasts, I've got a couple of shout outs to podcasts I'm digging at the moment. There are some shout outs later on in the, because I seem to be stacking up shows at unfinished shows like at a mighty rate, to a couple of other podcasts. But another one I've been digging, which I haven't checked out, I checked out actually before all my iPod iRiver madness, was that the Chaos Report by presented by Steve, who's now apparently moving to Australia. So we're losing him as a British based Britcaster. I'm sure he'd be part of Britcaster. And I was listening to that on the train actually, and making a very sort of slightly stressful journey much more interesting, with all the thunder and lightning going on. And he does a podcast where he it's a mixture of sort of punk and also a little bit of pop punk. I'm not really into that sort of stuff, but there was sort of usual sort of garage punk type stuff. Another podcast I listen to is actually garagepunk.com. They're very, very garagey. This is less garagey. This is more kind of maybe moved into lounge. This is kind of lounge punk. Maybe not lounge. Bedroom punk? Anyway. This is not so garagey punk, but it's sort of that kind of more recent punk, good. But I listened to it mainly because of his sort of outlook on life and talking about partly at the moment moved to Australia and all what's going on in his life. And it's got a very interesting outlook on life and very nice short chunks. I ramble on for hours and he doesn't. And I have to say that for the reasons of disclosure that he gave a nice shout out to mine and Jeb's shows a couple of shows ago. And true to form, even when he did that, I didn't check out the show because I'm very much like that. I sort of naturally happens, and I sort of check out a show when I'm sort of in the mood and go, oh, I'll check that out. And so I've been subscribed for ages, but not listened to them. And I've listened to about five or six of them in a row, right in the trot, and very, very good, very well recommended. That's www.thechaosreport.com. I don't recommend shows unless I really like them, which is one of the reasons why I don't tend to do shout-outs often, because I like to play-test the shows, but I like to listen to them and make sure they are good before I do so. And this is a good one, so I'll be listening to this show. And I mentioned Garage Punk as well. Also, I'm going into a punk direction, but who knows? That would be odd for me. I listened to a couple of shows. They do computer shows, which are very good. Some of the Garage Punk shows are a bit samey, but there's usually an odd track in there that I like. So that's garagepunk.com. They seem to have different presenters, which it makes it a little bit more anonymous than I like. I like podcasts to have more of a personal feel, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good. What else have I been digging at the moment? Of course, I do our DIY I mentioned in the last show, but one, Vicky's back. You can find that at wfmnew.org. I'm not going to go into a long, long rant about podcasts I like. And, of course, Are You Serious show as well. I think I mentioned them before. I've just been catching up on a few of their shows. Are You Serious from Mondo 2000, the Mondo Globo network, and they usually talk about a lot of counterculture. It's very Bay Area, very San Francisco, but I like that. Talking about psychotropic drugs and hacking and alternative cultures, which I've always had interest in since the whole cyberpunk thing. So they're pretty cool. Of course, Top of the Pods, I'm still listening to them, but I'm listening to loads of other people as well. I'm not going to do a big fuck off list. I probably should do more of a list of people who aren't podcasting, who should be. People that Make Some Noise and Mash Up and Dan's Cast, Where Are Your Podcasts? Where are they? Sorry, they're friends of mine, so I'm just going to nag them until I do something.
Hi, this is Uncle John from the Radio Zoom Podcast, and you are listening to Radio Clash.
So, I'm now going to play a track by SCO Network, as it was known then. And I think these two tracks have got the sort of dubious, or two of the following tracks, not necessarily next two tracks, I've got the dubious pleasure of being bootlegs that I think the first time I ever DJed out, I played these two of these together, the Fondue Meltdown and the SCO Network. And big fan of sort of dubby bootlegs, and also a big fan of Beats International, so you can guess what this is. And of course, yes, it's another Missy bootleg. It'd be very hard to do a 2001 to 2003 roundup without avoiding any Missy or Eminem. This is a bootleg that's actually called John Marr, or he goes under the name, he's John Marr nowadays. SCO, I can't remember all the other aliases, he's gone through many aliases. I think he might even be back to SCO now. This is Missy versus Don't Be Good to Me in Cast of Millions. I'll speak to you soon.
party till the early morn.
With a new rhythm.
Yeah.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. 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 Don't care, we don't care. See, I ain't giving a fuck. Quit pressing your luck. Untouchable, printed, unfuckable. So keep me in this cage until you run that mouth. Then I'ma have to play and break the fuck out. And then we'll see who's left after one round with X. And what am I bringing next? Just know it's red and left. So where the fuck you at, punk? Shut the fuck up and back the fuck up while we fuck this track up.
His language is very bad now.
John's not mad.
He's not crazy.
John's not mad.
He's not crazy.
John's not mad.
I don't think he's always psychotic.
John's not mad.
How do you think you are, for Christ's sake? Crazy or something? You're not. You're not.
I'm feeling quite insane. I'm feeling quite insane. I'm feeling quite insane and young again. And all because I'm mad.
No profanity.
Use obscenities.
No profanity.
Fuck with the juice of Tourette's.
No profanity. I'll use no profanity. I'll use profanity. Profanity.
Yeah, man.
Hey, cunt foxy. Hey, cunt foxy.
His language is very bad now.
John's not mad.
He's not crazy.
John's not mad.
He's not crazy.
John's not mad.
I don't think he's always psychotic.
John's not mad.
You know, crazier than the average asshole out walking around on the streets, and that's it. Jesus Christ. Leave it.
Balls to say some stuff, but I don't have the balls to say what he said.
Verbal time bomb. Waiting to go off.
Fucking idiot.
Fucking
mother, calling his mother a slut.
Mum, you're slut. Love it.
Fuck. Cunt.
Comes out.
Fuck off. The mother.
Hey, hey, hey. Slut. Slut.
Slut.
Comes out.
Click. It's not always swear words. John, it's difficult to cope with. But if you didn't know about John, what would you think as he passed you in the street?
That's fine.
Yes. So crazy right now. Most incredibly, it's your girl, B. It's your boy, Young.
That's Gordy Boy, Hidden Forest from 2003. And of course, it's The Cure versus Bjork. Gordy Boy was a Scottish bootlegger. He doesn't seem to have stopped. He sort of did video mashups and also some very, very good bootlegs. Was a big Kraftwerk fan, I seem to remember. No idea what his real name was. He's a stalwart on Gaibo. And I'm probably one of those bootleggers that's much missed. Then before that was a classic from... My version is from 2002, but I think actually it's older. I think it's either 2001 or maybe before. That's Ozzy Meso with John's Not Mad. Those of you outside the UK are probably going, what? But certainly amongst a certain age group, remember that probably the first time you ever heard swearing on television was a QED. It's like a science program in the mid-80s, program about a kid called John who had Tourette's. And so it's probably the first time you had like 9 o'clock, 9:30 in the evening, you had some kid shouting "fuck, cunt, fuck" at high speed, and became kind of a sort of a hero amongst all the kids after that. But that was released, and then he got really upset. I think I remember seeing this press cutting that said he's really upset that there was this club record with this swearing and caused all kinds of distress, and he went to the Sun about it. It's like, oops. I think Cartel were heavily involved with that. I think they did the video and maybe put it out. I'm not sure. Don't kill me if I'm wrong. Then before that was DJ French Bloke on his own, Stuart McLean with Ichab Minor Biscuit, which is Limp Bizkit versus I'm very, very bad. It might be Laurel Aitken, I don't know. I'm very terrible. Some dub reggae, I don't know. And that's from 2002. Then before that is Get Your Beats On by Fondue Meltdown. Yay! That's Ian and another Graham. Ian Fondue's still going, and Fondue Meltdown is still going, and Ian Fondue is doing all kinds of collaborative projects with other people as well. So he's still going strong. Before that was Sexy Dub, Liberty X versus Beast International by Ultra 396, always known as Tony, Tone, and he's still going. He's actually just released a single through Prank Monkey, so check out Prank Monkey's website for that one. Not heard it. It's a bit like Freelance Hellraiser has released, is about to release on, I think, 10th of July, his album that's been... he stopped bootlegging for in like 2002 or something like that. It's called Waiting for Clearance, appropriately. Not heard it, but it's interesting. A lot of the bootleggers, especially doing it for a long time, have been moved into releasing records. Even Soundhog released a record, sort of a 12-inch, of which I need to actually listen to the CD off that. Before that was Bitter Sound Foundation with We Will Scar You. That's from, I think, 2003. Oh, and the Ultra 396 is from 2002. Again, he comes from more the dub side, a bit like Lou Pasido. But again, he's old school. And then another old school artist before that was Lick Shot, SEO Network Remix, Missy Elliott versus Madonna versus Dubby Good to Me, which is basically a mashup anyway, so it's basically versus most of the world. So this is the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed this very sporadic, dyspeptic, eclectic, and probably just mad rocket back to history. I hope those of you who were there at the time have provoked some memories of going, oh fuck, I haven't heard that in years. And it hasn't bored you too much because you know it all. And I hope those of you who haven't heard of all have got kind of a window into a certain time of bootlegging. Well, the kind of tracks I was into anyway at that time, and were being sort of uploaded to Gaibo and Boom Selection and a few other places. I have all these CDs. They're almost like windows to the world. Occasionally, I'll listen to them. And I was also aware that I haven't played much really, really old stuff. I've kind of thought, oh, well, everyone's heard it. It's kind of made me clear by hearing it on other podcasts, old tracks on other podcasts, is that I don't think people have. I think it's weird. Mashups are one of those bootlegs, bastard pop, whatever you want to call them, are one of those weird art forms that they kind of go on forever in a weird kind of zombie-like way, vampiric-like way, because it seems like a constant rotation of people coming in, and then these people go off and do have musical careers and do other things, or get into remixing or production, or just get bored with it and, you know, stop doing it. Probably about a 2-year cycle. I remember talking to Ian Fondue and Ben Sandberg about this, and it seems to be about a 2-year cycle. But interesting thing, listening to those old bootlegs, I've not lost my love for these old bootlegs, but I wouldn't say that I'm not a whole totally retro nostalgia tip. There's still some very good bootlegs made out there today. It's just that it's from that explosion, it's probably kind of imploded a little bit, so it's a bit more niche, a bit more harder to find the good stuff, but it's there. So I'm going to finish on another bootleg, and you're probably thinking, oh, he's missed someone. Well, this is Lou and Placido, who are a French mashup duo, and they come from the dub side. The dub side, yes, Boyer of the dub side, and of things. And they appeared on the scene, I knew of, about 2002, with mashups like my favorite name, which is Say My Name, Destiny's Child, and Cardigans, which I really like, and it's one of the few mashups I've heard in the Pop Stars tent at Brighton, of all places. There's not many. They don't tend to play mashups. I remember hearing that, which is a bizarre but very good experience. And this is one from 2003, which is I've played it before on the show, but years ago. And I've ended sets with it at the end of the night. And it's I think only until about DJ Early Bird's latest bootlegs, you have had this massive gap of not having many bootlegs you could smooch to. You know, there's smoochy numbers at the end of the night, and this works a treat as a smoochy number. It's called Safari Love. It's got Cast of Millions. Better do the sign off. It's you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net to tell me all of the year mistakes I have made throughout the show, if you want. And you can go to the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash, give feedback on the show, download of the shows, whatever. I hope you're all well. I'll speak to you soon.
All I want to do is to tell you I love you.
I wanna love.